Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Sales Training Solutions podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about the magical impact of happiness on your business, your job, and your life. I've been working with an organization on creating a training program on people-centered leadership. As a result of my working with them and reading several related books, I'm amazed at the information I've discovered. Here's some statistics for you. The good news is 30% of the population is engaged and inspired at work. But the bad news is 50% of the population is not engaged and 20% of the population is actively disengaged. I want to focus on the positives and give you some ideas to ensure you're in that 30% and are happier, more productive, and earn more money. What do these results tell us? First, happy, fulfilled people have a better sense of well-being, which results in fewer accidents and healthier minds and bodies, which then results in lower healthcare costs. Second, happy people and their businesses or their employers flourish. They have more innovative ideas, they have the most entrepreneurial energy, and they attract and keep the most customers. Research by leading universities has documented that happiness leads to success in every area of your life, including work, health, friendship, sociability, creativity, and energy. There's a lot of information available about positive psychology, but the principles for applying it and the results are still not widely known. So I want to share what the researchers found and their principles for creating happiness. I want to offer this information to you so you can apply it and get a competitive advantage in your work life and enjoy a happier, more fulfilled personal life. This is not like Jack and the Beanstalk's magic beans. And it isn't an overnight process where you flip the switch and succeed. Nor is it fake smiles. But it is a process you can follow to cultivate the right mindset and achieve the success and happiness you desire. As I mentioned in previous podcasts and in my videos, your brain is wired to be on the lookout for danger. The limbic system in the brain is where your amygdala lives and reigns. It's that part of the brain that kept the caveman safe. It's the part of the brain that sends adrenaline rushing through our veins and causes our fight or flight response. It doesn't like change and it's skeptical, especially of things that are not familiar. So you need to retrain your brain. We need to train the rational part of the brain, our prefrontal cortex, to be in charge. It looks at information we've acquired and then makes a decision. It's a challenge, but there are multiple ways to increase your basic level of happiness and have a more positive mindset. None of them are too difficult, so let's look at a few of them. First, find something to look forward to. The most enjoyable part of any activity is looking forward to it. Think about how you feel when you plan a vacation. Or you're planning to visit with friends. Anticipating something actually triggers positivity in your pleasure center of your brain. So put something about the event on your calendar or a photo on the refrigerator. Next, take time to exercise. I know how difficult this can be with commuting and children and projects due at work. But I have disciplined myself to visit the gym 3 to 5 times per week and to exercise at home on the other days. It's amazing how I think clearer and how many ideas pop into my head when I'm exercising. If you can't get to the gym, take a walk at lunch. When I worked at Xerox, we walked the perimeter of the building and up and down the steps every day. You'll be delighted with your increase in energy and productivity. Spend some money on experiences rather than things. The positive feeling you get from spending money on things evaporates quickly. My friend used to call it acquisition therapy. but she found that spending money on a weekend at Yogaville was much more rewarding than an expensive item. Researchers have found that when people spend money on concerts and theater and dining with friends, it was much more rewarding than handbags and clothing and expensive jewelry or tech trinkets. Try for a month to change from acquiring things to doing things. My friends and I are really enjoying it. I like this one, commit random acts of kindness. Giving to help others decreases stress and it increases happiness. So plan them and do them deliberately. No, don't just think, oh, I was nice to Bob today, so that counts. You don't get the same effect. Plan something like paying for coffee for the person behind you in line at the coffee shop, or pay the toll for the person behind you on the freeway. Perhaps bring a treat to a neighbor that's ill at home. I recommend you read the book Ordinary Mary's Extraordinary Deed. It will inspire you to do random acts of kindness. Your environment has an effect on your mindset as well, so change to a positive one. Add some plants or flowers to your office space and add some favorite photos of good times. It's also great to do two or more positives at once. Get outside and enjoy the beauty of the outdoors. You'll get fresh air, you'll get the positive effect of walking, and you'll take in the beauty of the world around you. Even if you are in the city, as I'll be the end of this week, I admire the blue sky, the architecture of the buildings, and the interesting people passing by. I recommend you watch less TV. So much of the broadcasts are bad news, and it's sensationalized as bad news attracts attention. Many of the crime shows lead you to believe that crime is lurking everywhere. So turn off the TV, read a book, or try a new recipe, or just chat with a friend.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Next, give an honest compliment to someone at work or in your social life. Not something false just to do it or to make them happy, but honestly look for some opportunity to recognize and celebrate a positive in someone else. Research finds that it actually elevates your level of happiness as well as that of the recipient. Reframe negative situations. I know this isn't easy, but it is possible and it does have great benefits. Sometimes life throws us a curve. So change your self-talk. It's so easy to do what my friend Lenore calls going down the rabbit hole. What she means is just keep piling on negative thoughts and saying what if this and what if that whenever you encounter adversity. Sean Acor, the expert on happiness, says decatastrophize it. That's a big word, isn't it? Show yourself that you've recovered from adversity before and that it's only temporary. There will be a silver lining. It will actually allow your brain to look back and find ways that you overcame previous situations, and you will build on that information to overcome this one. A setback can be something that gets you prepared for a comeback in which you're stronger and more prosperous than you were before because the insights you've gained and the strength you've found you had. Call on the limbic portion of your brain I mentioned earlier. It knows where that information can be found. Decrease negativity in dealing with other people. There are individuals that bring negativity into our lives every day. We can't change them, but we can change how we react to them and deal with them. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson gives us three ways we can deal with them that will help us be happier. You can modify the situation. You can do this by checking first as to whether or not you're prejudging that person. What do you really know? Next, try responding warmly and see if they change their response. Be proactive and set a collective agenda that inspires you. Try to respectfully change their half empty to half full. Her second way is to work to find things you like about the person. State what you appreciate. Evidence shows that this does work over time. And finally, change the meaning. Could the situation or the person be there to teach you something? Removing your negative feelings will remove some of the negativity in the other person. If it is a negative situation, removing the negativity can change it. I now look at my cancer story as a gift in that I can relate to cancer patients as someone who has not experienced it cannot. I've reframed what happened to me. People with traumas and major illnesses overcome their negative feelings this way. You can overcome negative situations the same way. Express gratitude. Develop a positive mindset by counting your blessings. Take time to look for the small things, like the flowers blooming in the gardens that you pass, or the wonderful smell from the neighbor's great cooking, or the local restaurant. I love the smells I drive through Little Italy in Baltimore. Oprah encouraged people to write down 5 things they love. If you do it regularly, perhaps 4 days a week, it will change your life. Doing it too many days, it may become rote and lose the heartfelt positivity, so do it with intention. Finally, for today, examine your job and your workplace. Are you growing? Develop a growth plan. Challenge yourself to learn or do something new. Don't wait for the employer to pay for mandatory courses. You can take courses inexpensively in lots of places and grow and bloom. The local college often has free speakers. Great Courses Company has low-cost CDs and DVDs on everything imaginable. Lynda.com is $29 a month, and you can check your accountant to see if any of the courses qualify for a tax deduction. Perhaps an organization you belong to is having a seminar or a webcast. Many of them are free. There are lots of free podcasts, videos, and webinars, just like this free podcast on the internet. If you're employed at a company rather than as an entrepreneur, speak to your manager or team leader about growth opportunities. Being a part of an important project that interests you will make you feel fulfilled and increase your level of happiness. It will be a win-win for everyone. When you're happy, your home and your social life is happy. As I mentioned, it also increases your creativity and productivity. Watch Sean Acor's YouTube video, The Happy Secret to Better Work. You can read his book, The Happiness Advantage, or Dr. Barbara Fredrickson's book, Positivity. And finally, check out the book Flourish by Martin Seligman. There are lots of great resources on increasing happiness, which increases your productivity and all other aspects of your life. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Many thanks to my producer and audio engineer, my business partner, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week when I share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so send me your questions, comments, or make a topic suggestion to me, Phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. You can visit our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website, right next to the podcast and blog post. Watch our videos and also look at the various courses that we offer on increasing your sales and storytelling for business. They're a great bargain and they're filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you be your personal best. Bye-bye till next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.